Good morning, Roberta. I think we're up to Osi Yedches. V'daki nefesh ha-rosha she-kol ta-avosu l'cheftze ha-guf b'chayev. So Rabbeinu Yoni here, when he talks about the rosha and the tzaddik, so he's, for the most part,
the
he's
recording
not really
has
talking
stopped.
About... For the,
this meeting is being recorded.
For the most part, he's not really talking about actual types. He's talking about theoretical, ideal in the sense of idea. Obviously, a rosha is not an ideal type in the other sense of the word. He's talking about ideal types, talking about someone who's a pure rosha or someone who halavai is a pure tzaddik. So he's in order to convey the concepts, so that's what he's dealing with. He's not talking about the reality of 99.999%. V'daki nefesh ha-rosha she-kol ta-avosu l'cheftze ha-guf b'chayev. If you would have someone who is a pure rosha through and through, such that his desires are totally, exclusively physical and materialistic. And the nefesh sort of sells out to the guf, as it were. And has no desire whatsoever to engage in avodas Hashem, and in that sense, it separates itself from its roots. Tered b'mosa l'mata l'oretz ha'makom ta'avosa. So upon death, the nefesh of such a rasha fulfills the destiny that it created for itself. The destiny that it created for itself, the course that it charted for itself, was one of pure physicality. So Memela, Tevid b'mosa l'mata l'oretz, u'sehito ladato k'teva ha'ofo l'oredes v'lo l'alas. And then it's natural. Its natural quality is to descend rather than ascend. Avol ya'alu ala morom, as it were, the imagery of being dragged, and ya'alu ala morom, it will be brought above ledin u'lemishpat, v'liras eich achlifu morom b'sh'ol, to see how the nefesh sold out and exchanged the sublime for the physical. Kasha yalu aso evan ayde kaf hakela. The same way an evan, which also again is a dead weight, can be elevated by a slingshot. Ba'achre alo salamom, and after it's judged on above, tered b'tivu l'mata l'aretz. Then, as all weight, anything which is just a physical weight, so then gravity pulls it down. Kasha ha'evan chozeres v'nofelas l'aretz achrei hazrika. Shenema v'hoyisa, excuse me, nefesh adoni tzur b'tzurachayim es Hashem lokecha, v'eis nefesh ayevecha yikala'en v'soch kaf ha'kola. Dovid ha'mel, so Be'sheva gives David HaMelech a bracha, but the soul of his enemies, so that should be shot downward as from the slingshot. V'amir Abusein Zechon HaMevacha, Achas Nishmosim Shal Tzadikim, Achas Nishmosim Shal Rasham, Olas L'mayla Nidon Hashem. All Nishamos are judged after a person's death. V'nishmosim shal tzadikim zochus b'din ugnuzos tachas kisei hakavod. By contrast, Rachmana Letzlan, v'nishmaseim shel v'sha'im chozros v'yordos u'meturafos la'oretz, shenema v'eis nefesh ayevecha yikalenu. V'nema, again, talking about these two extreme types, operating tikva with the death of a Russia, hope is lost. Kilosia tikva la nefesh harasha lotzeis mechoshech lo'or. Shenema al nefesh harasha tovo ado avosav ad netzach lo yiru or. What the first line of this Os Yud Ches expresses is an idea which is a staple, which is a very important element of the worldview that the Nefesh HaChaim teaches us as well. The Nefesh HaChaim says that basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the world, created and designed the world, that just as we see in the physical world, that there are consequences to our actions. That there's physical cause and effect. So if a person takes a hammer, and starts banging on his wall, he's going to damage the wall. We don't view that as a punishment min hashamayim for his wild behavior, but it's rather that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with chukei ha-teva, and those chukei ha-teva establish that whatever a person does creates a reaction. Every reaction creates. Every action creates, generates a reaction. And says Nefesh HaChaim, the MS is, that's how the whole system of Socha V'Onesh works. Because it's true on a spiritual level also. The same way there's, call it, That in the physical world, so a person can preserve the cleanliness and the pristine quality of the ear, or a person can pollute the air. And we don't view that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing us for emissions, but we see that it's self-inflicted. So the emes is the spiritual world operates the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that Torah, mitzvahs create a positive effect. There's positive corollaries, positive fallout, as it were, primarily in the next world. And hein l'tov hein l'mutov. But there's also fallout from averus rachman l'tzlan. So a person very much is in control of his own destiny, not only in terms of sort of positioning himself for schar onesh, but really in terms of actually generating the schar onesh. Ad kedei kach, a person is really in control of his own destiny, and that's what's reflected. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't develop the idea as much; it's not as elaborate here, but it's the yisod is the same, apparently. V'daki nefesh ha-rasha, just rereading that first line, Rav Osai, asher kol ta'avosa v'cheftzei ha-guf b'chayev, v'nifredes ta'avosa me'avodes ha-boi v'nevdeles misharasheha, te'ed b'mosa l'mata l'oretz ha-makom ta'avosa. It follows its own natural inclination. Right? That's what Rabbeinu Yonah, again, by repeating the word Mekom Ta'avasa, that basically the nefesh is going to follow its own natural inclination. If the natural inclination that it adopted for itself in this world was pure physicality, pure materialism. So then the nefesh heads lamata la'aretz. If the nefesh retained its original teva for kivas elokim, so then it follows its inclination as well. It's remarkable to what degree, in this sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of gave us, endowed us with autonomy in terms of charting our own course and creating our own individual destinies. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. And then, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll resume around 12:45. Just one scheduling note, looking ahead to next week, Mitzvah Hashem. Everyone needs something to look forward to in life, so that everyone should have something to look forward to. So you should know that B'nai Mitzvah Hashem, a week from Thursday, contrary to the schedule, there will be a regular share. So Baruch Hashem, all concerns have been dispelled. We all now have something special to look forward to. Okay, Rabbi, have a good productive morning. And it's a shambling other. We'll resume around 12:45.